A major sewer trunk renewal project,
originally slated to begin last year, will go ahead in 2023, but with a reduced scope. Dexter Construction has been hired to replace part of an old trunk sewer pipe that starts at the Weldon Street end of the Waterfowl Park. The town of Sackville decided to delay the project last fall after the lowest bid on the tender came in $250,000 over the approved amount in Sackville's capital utility budget. But this spring, only one company decided to bid on the project, and that bid was still over budget by about $142,000. Town engineer John Eppel says that meant adjustments to the scope of the project this year.
We realized we needed to increase the budget, so that's what's been done. But again, prices went up significantly versus last year, more than just 3%. And unfortunately, this is where we find ourselves, that we had to take the scope that we'd hoped to do this year, which is more or less what we'd hoped to do last year, and scale it back.
Instead of replacing the planned 115 meters of trunk sewer pipe this year, Dexter Construction will replace about half that, but it won't cost half as much. Dexter's original bid for 115 meters of replaced pipe was about $650,000. Scaling back to 57 meters of pipe shaved just $150,000 off the project. That's because the first 57 meters of the project are the most expensive to do, says Eppel.
So the real costly part of this project is handling the significant sewage flow that is coming across on the south side of the Waterfowl Park to the trail and then out to Weldon Street and Bridge Street and down Lorne. So what this project allows us to do is handle that sewage while we're replacing the sanitary sewer, and it is the bypassing of that sanitary sewage that is so costly. So once we get past that point, we're now dealing with much lower sanitary sewage flows, and the cost to handle sanitary sewage flows in subsequent phases of the project will be less.
Because you can't stop the flow of sewage long enough to replace a sewer, the operation becomes incredibly costly. And the more sewage, the more costly. Eppel expects future phases of the project, as it extends up the Trans-Canada Trail, to cost less per meter of pipe replaced.
You've got to bear in mind that this is all the sewage that's coming from King Street, that's coming from Mount A on Main Street. It comes down the back of the residences there. There's a great deal of sewage that comes from that. So there's a lot of sewage, whereas the sewage that's coming along from north of this site is from the smaller subdivision of Squire and Morgan Lane and Clarence Street and that little area.
Eventually, about 550 meters of trunk sewer starting at Weldon Street and extending along the Trans-Canada Trail and underneath neighboring properties will have to be replaced. Last summer, the town approached residents to arrange easements on the properties to allow for the work. The pipes are old enough to predate the practice of getting easements.
I don't know the age of it. It is quite old, and it is starting to fail on us, and so we want to get in there and replace it in the next few years, all of it, not just this section, and that's our game plan. It's just a matter of what we can manage to get in the way of budget to do this. Inevitably, we're competing for limited dollars to do all the things that we have to do.
That's town engineer John Eppel speaking on Tuesday. Tantramar Council awarded a $500,000 contract to Dexter Construction to replace about 57 meters of trunk sewer starting at the intersection of Weldon and the Trans-Canada Trail. The town received only one bid on the project, and Eppel said the word from other contractors was that they were just too busy to take on the project this year.